Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Pei, and we are on Ayin Tes Amid Beis, a couple of lines from the bottom, fifth wide line or so, Ella Mehacha. So what are we talking about? We had a machlokas yesterday between Rav Yehuda, the Amora Rav Yehuda, and Rav Zvid, whether the Ksovis Hagasa, the large date, which is the shear for eating on Yom Kippur, is smaller or larger than a kibetza. So that is a machlokas. Interesting that we're looking for mishnayos. We don't just take out an egg and a date and measure, because we assume there are different types of dates and there are different types of eggs. We don't trust ourselves to say, oh, what is the average date and the average egg? What the shiurim are, it's a machlokas about it, Rav Zvid, it was the second shita, holds that a koseves is less than a beitza. So it goes from kizayis to koseves to kibetza. So we want to know, where do you know that from? How do you know that a koseves agasa, a large koseves, is less than a beitza? So first we quoted the first mishnah in Maseches Beitza. Machlokas b'shamay b'shilel. All those machlokos in the first parak of Maseches Beitza are there, because those are the exceptions to the rule. Michumrei b'shilel u'mekulei b'shamay. That's why all of those are put next to each other. So there, b'shamay says that sa'ar is with a kizayis, and chametz is with a koseves. And we spoke yesterday about the discussion of what the sources are and why does Beis Shammai say that, and we ended up rejecting that suggestion because we said maybe that's about Koseves Hagasa, not about Koseves. So we are going on to another suggestion. But there is an interesting discussion in Beit Sadav Zion there where that comes up. Rashi quotes a little bit of over here, and that is, what Isser are we talking about? When we talk about Koseves, when we talk about Kizayis and Koseves and Kibetz, all the Shiurim for Chametz, we know there are three different Isurim regarding Chametz. So are we talking about the Isra Achila? Are we talking about the Isra Bali Rabbi Yimatze? And do you learn one from the other? And the Gemara says that's good for the Machlokes, possibly within Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether Yalfinan Achila from Bali Rabbi Yimatze Vechulu. And that is a big, important discussion in general. As we discuss in Maseches Pesachim, is there a relationship between the two? But why are we bringing this up here again? Because it has to do with our parak as well. Remember the first sugya in this parak, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, regarding the Isser of Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir, Asur Min HaTorah, Mutar Min HaTorah, we pass an Asur Min HaTorah like Rabbi Yochanan, based on either Chazilitz Tarufei or Agzeres HaKasev Kol Chalef. The big discussion in the Achronim, or not really the Rishonim, is does Chatzi Shir only apply to what the Gemara is talking about, Isurei Achila, for example, Chelev, or the Gemara brings it up to Yom Kippur, and any Macholas Asuros. So there, Chatzi Shir could be Asur Min HaTorah, but does it apply to outside of Macholas Asuros? So that is a big discussion where the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Pei Vav assumes no. It does not apply outside of Macholas Asuros. If I have a half a kizayis of another, if I violate, I don't know, I wear anything, I have a half of a shear of whatever the Isser is for Kilay HaKerem. Anything, something that grows in my field, or Kilayim. So there's no Isser. Why? The Chacham Tzvi says, the only reason that it's Chatzi Shir is Aser is because you did something to show its Chashiv in your eyes. If you eat half of a shear, so someone ate half of a shear, but you ate it. So obviously you're interested in it, you're showing that you're Machshiv it. That's the sugya called achshavei. You're machshavei, that's why. But by other items, if you didn't do something to it, you didn't ingest it, so how do I know that? That's chashav in your eyes. So that's what the Chacham Tzvi assumes, that it only applies to machalos asuros. Achronim seem to say, or they reject the Chacham Tzvi based on many sources. There are at least three examples where we see early sources that apply Chatzi Shir to non-machalos asuros. Rashi and Shabbos say it applies Chatzi Shir to Bishol and Borer Bishabbos, which is not Machalas Azuras. The first Magen Mishnah in Ilchas Geneva says you're not allowed to steal even a half a pruta from someone because of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. So we see it applies even outside of Machalas Azuras. What about Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh? What if I have a half a kezias of chametz in my house? Do I violate the Isra of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh? Is there Chatzi Shir by Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh? So that's a discussion in the Achronim. But there is one line in the Maram Chalava in Psachim Daf Memhei where he says, well, Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah by eating chametz, so by Rabbi Yimatzeh is connected to that. And that's why you would say Chatzi Shir is Asur even by Rabbi Yimatzeh. Not per se because it applies outside of Machalas Asuros, but because there is a connection between the Isra of Rabbi Yimatzeh of chametz on Pesach and the Isra of eating on Pesach. So that relates to this Rashi and this Sugya about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, that was just the Hosafa from yesterday. So now we continue. Ela Mehacha. But now let's try another source. How do we know? How does Rav Zvid know that the Koseves Hagasa, that a large date is smaller than an egg? Chaseira mikabetza. From the following. At Kama Mezamnin, the Mishnah says in Brachas, how much, different pshat than what this means, we're going to go with Rov Rishonim, how much do I have to eat in order to be able to be mitztaref for a mezumin, in order to bench? Ad kezayis. I have to eat at least a kezayis. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer hakebeitza. That is, no, a little bit bigger, even up to, you have to eat at least a beitza. But my kamiflagi, what's the machlokas about? So it's a machlokas about how to understand the psukim. Rabbi Meir savar viachalta zu achila. Visavata zu shesia. Viachila bikezayis. So this eating, this drinking, and then how much is eating? The regular share of eating is a kezayis. That's Rabbi Meir shita, bread. So that's pasa baba kistin also if you're kovei suda on. But that also requires the berachas amazon and hamotzi. But this is even that's assuming just it is bread. That's Rabbi Meir shita. To be passing like Rabbi Meir, the sefer Yerayim does. And according to the sefer Yerayim, you are not chayv in berachas amazon unless you drink also. If you don't drink, you don't have to bench, even if you're satiated. That's the sheet of the Yerayim. That's v'achalta v'savata. Savata zushasiya, that's drinking, but we don't pasken that way. Rabbi Yehuda savar v'achalta v'savata. Achila sheyesh ba sevia. When are you chayef to bench and eating? That is satiating. Ve'eze ze kebeitza. That is a kebeitza. That's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara now, V'isalkataitach, Koseves Hagasa Sha'amru, Yisera Mikabetza, and if you want to tell me that a Koseves Hagasa is larger than a Beitza, wait a minute, says the Gemara, Hashta Kabetza Sivue Misba'a, Rabbi Yehuda says that already an egg size satiates me, Daita Lo Misva, so Koseves, as we said yesterday, is the shear for removing the state of Inui, I'm already in a state of satisfaction. Out of Yisuvei Daita. So Yisuvei Daita is larger, is a bigger shear than satiation? That's impossible. So Gemara says, Elav Shvamina, Koseves Agasa Sharu Pachas Vikabetza. It must be that the Koseves Agasa, the shear for Yom Kippur, is less than the satiation level. So it's less than a Beitza. Kibetza Misba. Kibetza, which is the largest shear, is Misba satiates. Koseves misvedaita, but even with a koseves, it puts me in the state of yisuvedaita, which is removing the state of inui, and that is Rav Zvid's raya. So it's kebeitza, koseves, and kezayis. Good. Just one ha'ara the Gemara brought up here relating to what you have to eat in order to be mitztaref. There is, again, this discussion is in Brachas on Daf Chaf, where the Gemara discusses what about women. Do women have to bench or not? And the Gemara leaves it as a suffix whether women have to bench d'oraisa d'rabanan. Why are women any different? It's not a zman grama, it's a food grama. It's not a zman grama. So the Gemara says that they might not be included. Why not? The Gemara is not 100% clear. So Rashi and Tosos both give their suggestions. They're in Brachos of Chafim Abes. One opinion is that, well, they don't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. So we have to mention Eretz Yisrael in benching. Eretz Chemda Tovar Chava. If I don't mention Eretz Yisrael, I'm not Yotzei benching. So therefore, that's why they're not included. Or the other sheet is that, no, Bris Mila. If I don't mention Bris Mila, Val Bris Cheshachasan Tabib Sarenu. So for one of those two reasons, women might not be included in benching De Oraisa. So the Maskana is, we're not sure. So that's why women should not be motzi a man in benching, because men are obligated to Oraisa, and women are obligated, unclear. Maybe to Oraisa, but maybe to Rabbanim. But on that Gemara, Tosfos, the Rush on that Gemara says, V'im Tomar, is it a very important line? Maishna, you see from Gemara's later on that once somebody is obligated, so then even if they're obligated even only on a drabana level, kizayis, they can be mostly someone obligated to Raisa, which is Kadeh Sviya, as our Gemara said. The Im Kain Tosva says, the Rosh says, Be'isha Nami. Afa Pishena Chayevas Elamidra Banan, Totsia Chayrim Shechayavin Minatora. Once you're in the Parsha, once you're obligated, why are we so medactic? There's a Gemara later on that says, as long as you're Chayev, you're Chayev. Even if I'm only Chayev Durabanan and another Chayev Durabanan, what's the difference? Why can't a woman be Motzi a man, even if she's only Chayev Durabanan? And here's the line that much ink has been spilled over. V'yesh lomar de lo dummy. No, don't compare. De ish by a man afal gav shelo achal klum. even if a man doesn't eat anything, may Ikar Adin, conceptually, he should be able to be involved in the Zimun and to be Motzi. Dinu sheyiftar es acherim. Why? To call Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh. Because of the principle of Arevus. Arevus. So that's why, just like Yatza Motzi, if I did a mitzvah already, I can be Motzi you, even though I'm not obligated, even if I wasn't obligated in the first place. Elamid Rabbanan Amru, but Chazal say, you know what? If you didn't eat anything, so then don't be motzi. El shelo yivarchu berchazanenin below hana. Leficha, kishachal kizayis, avo bishin eschayiv elamid rabbanan, motzi esacharim b'shachal kizayis sviya. Right after we go out for lunch, and everybody ate. So we say, who wants the bench? Oh, Kohen. What if the Kohen didn't eat as much as everybody else? And everybody else is satiated, and the Kohen isn't. So the Kohen still benches. Right? Because Klai Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh. Ava she'arev hu ba'avuram v'alav hu lahatzilan min ha'avon v'lifter osam min ha'mitzvos. That's a crucial formulation for Arevus. I have to protect you. I have to save you from sin, and I can exempt you from mitzvos. Aval isha eina bechlal ha'arvus. But a woman is not included. Lakach eina motzia elami she'ein mi she'chiyuv amidrabanan. So what does the Rush mean? A woman is not bechlal arvus. This is a note to be Yehuda Rebbe Akiva Eger. Talk about this by Kiddush. Is the Rush saying that a woman is not included in the principle of Klal Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh? That would be an amazing shita. Where is that found in Shas? That they're not in arvus. So that's why it could be that it doesn't mean in general they're not obligated and they're not included in the principle of arvus, but regarding benching, they're not included in arvus. Because either Eretz Yisrael or Bris Milah. So a more limited understanding of the Rush. But that is an important Rush at the end of Perek Gimel, Simin Yud Gimel, in Maseches Brachos. Okay, we continue. Last line. Tanya, Rabbi Omer. Once we're talking about Shiurin, so we talk a little bit more about it. Kol HaShiurin, Kulam B'Kizayis. All Shiurin regarding foods in the Torah are Kizayis. Chutz Mitumas Ochlin. Except for Tumas Ochlin, food Tumah, Sheshina HaKasa B'mashma'an, that the Torah uses an unusual formulation, Shina HaKasa B'mashma'an, V'shinu Chachamin B'shi'uran. So therefore, the Chachamin, based on the Torah's tip-off, that used an unusual Lashon, the Chachamin changed the shear, and they made the shear for Tumas Ochlin a Kebetza. V'ray L'dabar Yom HaKippurim. And where else does Rebbe's end of the statement, where else do you see an unusual formulation, and therefore Chazal understood that this is not a normal Kezayis? Also by Yom Kippur. Stop there for a minute. The Tosfos Yeshanim here alludes to a machlokas that comes up elsewhere in Shas, not here, between Rashi and other Yeshanim. What does it mean that Tumas Ochlin has a different shear? Everybody agrees that in order to be mitame, in order for a food to be mitame another food, so that requires a kabetza. That is the din that is being referred to here. But what about to becoming tame? Is there a minimum shear for becoming tame? Rashi says in a few places that there is no shear. What if a tuma touches a tiny piece, less than a kezias of a cucumber? So does that cucumber become tame? So according to Rov Rishonim, no. Just like you need a beitza to be mitame, you need a beitza to be mitame, to become tame. But Rashi says, no, that's only to transfer, to transmit. But to become tame, that is even a kol shehu. There are sources, there are gemaras that seem to say that to become tameh, you also need a shear. So Tosfos, in all those other places, not here, Tosfos says, answers for Rashi, that maybe Rashi understands all of those minimum shiurim as shiurim in order to be makabel tumah, not shiurim to become tameh. In order to be mukshar lekabel tumah with one of the seven liquids, listed in the end of Maseches Machshirin, Yad Shach Adam, one of those seven liquids, so that you might need a beitza. But to actually, once that occurs, to become Tameh, then it could be any amount, even a kol shehu. But at least this Gemara means, in order to transmit, you need a kezias for Tumas Ochlin, because the Torah has an unusual Lashon, and therefore, Chazal, go to the next step, and apply it in a certain, in this certain context, both by Tumas Ochlin and by Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Mashina Hakasa, Mashina Kazmi Mash Bemashma'o. Where by Yom Kippur do you see the unusual Lashon? Milo Se'une. Right, it says, Ki chol nefesh asher lo se'une, anyone who does not afflict themselves is chayev kares. So, my shinu chachamim b'shiurei. So, the Torah says lo se'une instead of saying don't eat. So, Chazal picked up on that and said, okay, we'll go to the next shiur up. We'll bump it up to kikoseves. Umay ra'il odavar yoma kipurim. What does Rebbe mean by saying there's an unusual term by Tumas Ochlin and therefore Chazal understood it in a certain way? They changed it to a kibetza. So just like, what's the model? Yom Kippur. Why is Yom Kippur any more obvious than Tumas Ochlin? So they both have an unusual lashon, and we both don't know for sure, you know, what to do in those cases. But the Gemara seems to say that the Yom Kippur context is more obvious. And once we do it by Yom Kippur, then we can do it by Tumas Ochlin. So why is Yom Kippur more obvious? That's the question here. Umay ra'il adavar yom kippurim de'i mehasam. If we only had the case of Tumas Ochlin, hava amina orcha dekrahu. It's not as blatant of an extra phrase there. It's not as blatant. Va'asher ye'achel. Yochal asher ye'achel. It's not as blatant. Here by Yom Kippur, it uses an unusual term. Shelo se'une. It never uses that by Machalos Asuros. But once we have the model, the precedent by Yom Kippur, then we can apply it to Tumas Ochlin. Period. If you look in the Maritz Chayis here on this line, he asks, aren't all Shiurim Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? No, Kizayis, Chatzitzin, Mechitzin. What are we saying here, though? That because of the unusual Lashon, Chazal decided that this is going to be a Kibetza, and this is going to be a Koseves. I thought it's all Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So what is the Gemara talking about? Says the Maritz Chayis, this is what I've written in other places as well. And that is, the Shiurim themselves are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The idea that certain Halachos go by, Kizayis, Kibetza, Koseves, Seora, right? Etzem Kisora, as we had yesterday. Right, so that's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Where do you apply all of those shiurim? That's where Chazal have to come in. The Halacha Moshe B'Sinai just tells you, you know, what the shiurim are. But where do you apply all of those shiurim? There, this flexibility in terms of what Chazal is allowed to do. He says, Nira be'enai kvar kasavti b'sifri Torah Sanavim. I already wrote this elsewhere. The Alpha got to call Shiur and Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Hainu inyoni hashiurim, L'sha'er ba'adasha kizayis kegris, Kosebes grogris, kebetza, Avol chilik hashiurim, Ezel l'shir malkus ba'achilas iser, Ve'ezel ba'al yirah, Ve'ezel yom kippurim, Ve'ezel l'tuma, Dover zeh matzor ha'tor l'chachamim, Ve'hem asu achilukim kifi hechra daitam, Kamo yom kippurim, Ve'chazal said, Batzor mikosebes, me'achal, lo mitzvah daito, v'zek la'gadol batorah, u'alpize yuvnu kol sugyus ha'shas. With this principle, you will be able to understand many sugyus and shas, that the Rabbanan take what was given to them and apply it. Where do we have a similar idea? We have this by Gzeirah Shavah. The Gemara says, as we know, that a Talmud is not allowed to darshan Gzeirah Shavah, elam kein shama me'rabo. Right? If I didn't hear about Gzeirah Shavah from my Rebbe, then I can't darshan it. So how are there so many machlokas about Gzeirah Shavahs? How could there be a namor that says, I'm not sure which Gzeirah Shavah to say? Do you compare it to this case, or you compare it to that case? The answer is that the words of the Gzeirah Shavah are passed down from Rebbe to Talmud. As the Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's in the Shorashim, it's impossible to have such a large book without repeat of words. You're going to have plenty of words that are repeated. So you can't just make Zer Shavas on your own. It says S and it says S. It says Paro and it says Paro. Right? So you can't darshan. So there has to be a Mesorah. So that's why there's a Mesorah of the words to use for the Gzeirah Shavah. But which word to connect it to, in which parsha, so I know the word Adam has a Gzeirah Shavah, Adam, Adam. Do I compare these two Adams or those two Adams? So that's with this flexibility and Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. So just like Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, says the Maritz Chayis right here, that the principles were given to Chazal, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but then Chazal have their own flexibility to be able to apply it in the various cases. Good, important yesod. We continue. Says the Gemara, Tumas Ochlin Kibetza Min Alon. How do I know? Where's the unusual Lashon by Tumas Ochlin? We just explained it by Yom Kippur. What about Tumas Ochlin? Amar Biyavo Amar Abelazar. Da Amar Kra Mikol Ha'ochel Ha'ochel Asher Ye'ochel. That's a double Lashon. From food that is eaten. So we darshan. Ochel Haba Machmas Ochel. Food that comes from another food. Ve'eza Zeh Beitzas Tarnagolas. You have an egg that comes from a hen, right? So that's how you know that's an egg from an egg. That size is what's required for tumah. That's the context of the pasuk. Beitzas tarnagolas. That's a food from a food. V'yema gadi. Maybe a goat, Right, a goat is also born from a goat. Right, so how do you know it's dafka an egg from a hen? So Gemara says no mechutzer shechita. There, it's the mother is not called the gedi. The mother gedi is not called a food yet. It needs shechita. It needs shechita, so it's not called food. That's not called food from a food. I ask the achronim, the Tosef Yom Kippurim, a chicken also needs shechita, right? So also the egg from a chicken also needs shechita. So he says, no, there's a case where not otherwise. Why? The Gemara says at the beginning of Beitza, if you find eggs inside a hen after you shecht it, right? And Beitzim nimsos b'mei iman. So that moment, that shechita is good for both. The mother doesn't need anymore, and the offspring doesn't need. So basically, if you add that in, so now the Gemara flows very smoothly. The next line, v'yema ben pakua. So you can see the same thing by an animal. We know from Maseches Chulin, the fourth parak, the sugya ben pakua. If I shecht an animal, and there is a baby animal inside, a ben pakua, on a d'oraisa level, even if that animal, the baby animal, jumps out and starts jumping around and is alive and well, I don't have to do shechita on it. The shechita of the mother took care of the baby. What does that mean, took care of? So that's a chakira in the achronim. Doesn't mean that the shechita of the mother worked for the shechita of the baby, or that the baby doesn't need shechita. That's a question with nafkaminas. But the Gemara says, so maybe just like you could suggest it by the hen, maybe we're talking about a ben pakua here. So you see it can be ochel me ochel. So therefore it could be a much larger shear. No, ton kriya. Even a ben pakua, you need to get the blood out of the animal. So ton kriya, you have to tear it to get the blood out, so it still needs something. So that's why that's not a suggestion. V'yema beitzas bar yuchni. So what's it? Okay, fine. It's the size of an egg, but maybe it's a huge egg. Bar yuchni, a very huge bird. Quoted elsewhere. That's tremendous. So, no. The Gemara says, tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. Whenever you don't know what to do, always literally grab the smaller amount. Grab the smaller amount. Why? Because then you're safe. What do you mean you're safe? So, not here, but Rashi and Maseches Sukkah, on Daf Hey, by the Shem, 2 weeks, Rashi in Sukkah Daf Hey and Aleph says, Kol Davar Shemashma'o Meruba Umuat. Anything that implies a lot or a little, you're not sure. Im Tafasta Samuat Yafet Tafasta. If you just grab and you learn the smaller amount, that's fine. Why? Debatzer Mehachi Lo Mashma. Because it's not less than this. It's at least this. V'im yimsa shahaya l'cha l'tvos ha-meruba. And if it comes out that you should have grabbed what was bigger, harei hosifu l'cha v'lo natzlu mimasha biyadcha klum. That's okay, so you'll add on to it later. But you're not going to get anything removed that, well, you took already. So it's safe, says Rashi. That's Rashi. V'im tafasta ha-meruba, lo tafasta. Sha'ata nira kishakron bidvarecha. But if you took too much, you're going to have to give some back. Right, and that's a shakron. But if you took too little, that's not a shakron. You need to take enough. V'shema hamuat yesh lecha litvos. V'yatoher beisa litvos. Chasru lecha mimasha biyadcha. They're going to remove it. V'hainu lo tafasta. That's what I mean. Tafasta meruba lo tafasta. Because you might lose it in the future if you took too much. Avok shetitvos hamuat im yosifu tov v'im lav masha tafasta tafasta. U'mashalhu. That's Rashi. Very verbose. Rashi there in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Hayam and Aleph. That is, Rashi wanted to make sure that we understand the Tosas there is a little different. Shah Tosas says, Tafasta meruba lo tafasta, because ein l'davar sof. Just keep going. Right? There's no maximum. There are minimums in life, but there are no maximums. So that's Tosas, a little bit more concise than Rashi there. Tosas is printed on Hayam and Beis. Okay, so says the Gemara, Ve'ema, you want to go small? Ve'ema biasa ditzi porta, de zuter tuva. Maybe it's a tiny little egg of a tiny little bird, even smaller than a regular egg. Rebbe Yavo, dide amar. No. Mikal ha'ochel, how do we know? Again, we're trying to figure out, Lamaisa, how do you know this phrase teaches me an egg? So first we thought it was ochel min ha'ochel. And we ended up saying at the maskana, no, but then it could be a tiny egg. So we darshan it this way. Mikal ha'ochel, asher ye'ochel, ochel sha'ata ochlo b'mas achas. An egg that you could eat at once. V'shi'uru chachamim ein beis habliya machzik yosim beis ha-tarnagolas. What you could eat at once, so whatever you could fit in. So you could fit in an egg of a, what we call an egg, of a tarnagolas, and that's why that is the shear, right? The smaller egg, you can fit more than one, period. So you can fit in one egg into your mouth. As the achronim, we know there the sheet of the tzlach, in the end of Maseches Pesachim, who says that our eggs are much smaller than the Talmudic eggs. That's why you have bigger shiurim, right? Chazonish and others. Our eggs are much bigger. meaning the Tzlach says that our eggs, two eggs, are like the Talmudic eggs. That's why you need two of our eggs for every Talmudic egg, says the Tzlach. Because he says you have one of two choices in his calculations. Either you have to say our eggs have become smaller or our thumbs have become bigger. And I'd rather say the eggs changed than humans changed. So therefore, says the Tzlach, for all shiurim, you have to use double. All shiurim of beitzes, right? And that's the big discussion. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this, and the Chazon Ish. So ask the Achronim, though, one second. The Gemara here says you can fit in you can fit in an egg that fills your mouth. Could you put two eggs in your mouth at once? Could the average person, does he have such a large mouth to put in two eggs? Doesn't that disprove the Noda B'Yehuda? So the Stipler writes, no. Who says it has to be whole? Maybe it could be egg salad. Maybe it could be mashed. You still have to have, that's a pretty large mouth, to fit two whole eggs of egg salad in your mouth. It makes it a little more difficult for the Noda B'Yehuda Shir to assume two eggs, but, you know, it's a little better if you don't have to have them whole, the Stipler writes. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar. So does this Shita argue on Tafas Tamruba? I don't think so. I think it's just saying this is the Mesora. We have a Mesora of, you're right, it's a larger amount, but it's based on the Psukim, that we darshan the Psukim this way, and therefore, Tafas Tamruba lo Tafas is only if you have no reason to go one or the other, bigger or smaller, so choose the smaller. But if you have a Drasha that tells me to darshan a smaller amount, that's fine. That's not grabbing for straws, right? That's specifically, we have a Mesora that is an egg that fills the mouth. And this is the egg that fills the mouth. Amar Rabbi Elazar, ha'ochel chelev bizman hazeh. If somebody eats chelev bizman hazeh, meaning chelev is chayav a carbon, it's one of the chayav krisus b'mezid, but a carbon b'shogi. Tzarech sheyichtov lo shir. You got to write down how much you ate. Why? Shema yavo bezdin acher. Why? Because let's say you ate it, you're going to be chayav a carbon. Maybe yavo bezdin acher v'yarbe b'shirin. Maybe a future bez is going to change the shear, and you got to know whether you're going to be chayav a carbon or not. What does that mean? Yar be b'shiurin. Right, and we know that at least one person in history did this. We know the Gemara in the first parak in Shabbos, Rabbi Yishmael. Right, he was mate, or he's going to be mate, the light, and he wrote down that he's chayav a chata shmena. Right, that's the Gemara in the beginning of Shabbos. So my yar be b'shiurin. So what does it mean that we have to be worried about a future bezin to be marbe? E ne'madu mechayvi karbon akazayis katan. If you're worried that they're gonna, I ate a small amount, so I don't think I'm chayav a karbon. Wait a minute, maybe you will be chayav a karbon. Maybe in the future they're gonna say you're chayav kizaysim or even smaller. So is that what it means? What does it mean marbe b'shiurin there? So maybe that's what it means. So Tanya, one second, the Brisa says that wouldn't be a problem. Why? Asher lo se asena bishgaga va'ashem. What is that requirement for a carbon chatas? Hashav miyadiyaso, maybe carbon ashigagaso. You only bring a carbon if, had you known all information available, you wouldn't have done the avera. Meaning I ate a piece of chalev unwittingly. And if I would have known it was chalev, I wouldn't have eaten it. So, and I find out afterwards I ate it, so I have to bring a carbon. But let's say I would have known all the information, and I still would have done the avera. Then you don't bring a carbon for that. Lo shav mi yediyaso. If I wouldn't go back from my yediyah, ain maybe carbon al shigag gaso. You don't bring a carbon here. Question mark. So here, in our case, you have to be worried that a future bezdin. But what do you mean? Right now, if you know all the information, if you knew this was chaylev, you still might have eaten it because you wouldn't be violating a daraisa. What? So in the future, we're not worried about what's in the future. So that can't be what marbe b'shiurin means. Ella delo mechayvi carbon al deika kazayas gadol. The opposite, that you might think you're chayv a carbon, and in the future you wouldn't be chayv if they'll be make the shiurim bigger kazayas gadol. Look at the bottom last few skinny lines in Rashi. V'hachi ka'amar ha'ochel kazayas beinoni al yichtov mechuyvaini chatas. Don't write in your Beis Hamikdash notebook, I'm chayev echatas. El yichtov kizayis beinoni achalti. Right? Say I'm chayev echatas beinoni. Shwai, shemayavo, bezdin v'yiftarenu mikarbon. The opposite. You think you're chayev echarbon, bezdin is going to say, no, you're not. That bezdin, v'nimtza mevichulun lazare. Bezdin then says, you didn't do the avera, so then you wouldn't be chayev a carbon in that case, and therefore you can't bring chulun ba'azara. Let's just finish the section. One second. L'may desol agadayti meikara, the mechayevi karbon ekzayis katan. My yarbe b'shiurin. We're worried about the language of Rebbe Elazar is that you're worried about marbe b'shiurin. What was the hava mean of the first suggestion? That they'll make a small kazayas? That's not called marbe. That's called maktin. Why is that marbe? So shema yarbe be karbanos machba shiurin. Okay, you work it out. It means maybe you have more karbanos because of more of smaller shiurin. Period. Big discussion in the achronim here. And that is, what does the Gemara here clearly say? A future Bezdin's decision does not make me considered shav midiyaso. If right now, if I would have known everything, I wouldn't have gone back. So on in the future, that would not be called shav midiyaso. There's a Gemara in Harios. The Gevurah Sari here asks, the Sfas Emes asks, that seems to say otherwise. In the context of Par Halam Darish Al Tzibur, if I would have known that Bezdin makes a mistake, and I would have known, that would be good enough to be considered. If Bezdin changes their mind because they made a mistake. So the Sfas Emes and the Rishach and the Gevurah Sari all say, there's a difference between the Bezdin in my generation and the Bezdin of future generations. If the Bezdin in my generation might go back and make a mistake and retract Par Halam Darish Al Tzibur, so that could be considered Shav Midiyaso, because that's my Bezdin. It's Asher Biyamecha, it's my generation. So that could be considered related to me. But in a future generation, Al Hashofet Asher Biyamecha, ask the Sfas Emes, ask the Chazon Ish. What? We should only be able, what, matzah? Maybe we're not eating the right year of matzah. Right? Maybe we should not be able to eat anything else on Pesach night. We should have to eat each 7 matzahs just to be safe. Because maybe Meheri Banabes Amigos are going to tell me it's a humongous year. Of course not. Don't worry about it. Right? You only have to be worried about your generation. Number one. Number two, the other side that the Chazon Ish's formulation is that there's a difference between mitzvahs and averos. By a mitzvah, just do the mitzvah. Do the mitzvah as you understand it, and we assume that we're doing the mitzvahs properly, and we have the correct measurements, according to the shita that we paskin like. But losases and karbanos, that's the only discussion here. Because there's a risk factor. There's chulin bazara. So that's why you have to be more worried about chulin bazara than just about mitzvah. You do a mitzvah today, do a mitzvah today. Don't worry about it. A karbon, which has to do with the future, that's where there's a difference. So two important ha'aras by the achronim. Number one, your generation, Bezdin, versus future generations, Bezdin. And number two, mitzvahs versus averos. Okay, you can look here in the sources to see that inside. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shi'urin va'onshin halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. Shi'urin and onshin, measurements and punishments, are halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. Says the Gemara, really? Onshin metav k'sivi. What do you mean? Punishments are in the Torah. Mos yumas, right? You don't get more clear than that. So what do you mean, onshin or halacha moshe misinai? Right? Can't be. Right? Remember the Rambam in his Akdamat Depirush and Mishnayis? The Rambam says, part of the definition of a halacha moshe misinai is that it's not hinted to in the Torah. This is explicit in the Torah. So you can't be. So el hachi kamer. Now this is what the Rabbi Yochanan means. Shi'urim shel onshin halacha moshe misinai. The shi'urim of onshin is halacha moshe misinai, as we learned at the beginning of the perek, all onshin are only given if one eats the requisite shear. That's Rabbi Yochanan shita. Chatzi shear is also in a Torah, but that's only iser. But the onesh is only if there is a shear. Tanya nami hachi, also in the brisa, shiurin shel onshin halacha moshe misinai. Acherim omrim bezdino shel yavetz tiknum. Others say no. The Bezdin of Yavetz Tiknum. So this Yavetz does not mean Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Svi, right? He was a little bit after the Gemara. This Yavetz, the Gemara says in Maseches Tumura and Daftar Zayin, means Asniel Ben Kenaz. That is Yavetz. Yavetz is his nickname. And he was the one that instituted Shi'urin Shel Onshin. Says the Gemara, how did he do that? The Haksiv, Eila HaMitzvot, Shein Navi Rashar, L'Chadish Ever Me'ata. A navi's not allowed to come up, a shofet is not allowed to come up with new halachas. Eila mitzvahs, Moshe Rabbeinu. They could apply them in new ways. But the principles are the principles. Can't come up. What do you mean? Asniel ben Kenaz came up with shi'urin shel onshin. Says the Gemara, Ela shachachum v'chazru v'yistam. No, they were known before, but they were forgotten. And he brought them back. The Gemara says this in a few places. The Gemara says this, if you remember at the beginning of Megillah, about mansapach, about the letters, the osios that are also have sofits, the mem, the tzad, all the os, that they didn't know where to put them in the words, and then the later generation was machzir hatorah lioshna and put them back. Anyway, this is Asniel ben Kenaz. Look there in that Gemara in Tmura. Asniel ben Kenaz is an amazing figure, right? Remember the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, that he's offered whoever conquers these lands. Will get will get my daughter, and Asibakanaz wins it, conquers, then he gets Achsa, his daughter Leisha, and it goes through. But the Gemara there says that there were a lot of halakas that were forgotten in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. The Gemara says, Miyad, Toshash, well, even before that, Bishash and Iftar Moshe Rabbeinu leGan Eden. When Moshe Rabbeinu was about to go to Gan Eden, Amar lo Yeshua, Sha'al mi meni kol sveiko sheyesh lecha. Ask me, Yeshua, any kashas? I know you sit at the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, you never left my side. Any kashas yet? Any sveikas before I die? Amar lo Rebbe, klumi nachti chasha achas v'alazim lecha macher. I never left you. I've heard everything you've said for the past years. Lokach kasafta bi, didn't you write in the Torah about me? U'misharso Yeshua ben Nun nar lo yamash mitocha ohel. Didn't you say that about me? Moshe dies. Miyad tashas kochol shel Yeshua v'nishtachu mimenu shlosh meos halachos. He forgot 300 halachos. V'noldu lo sheva meos veikos. He has 700 questions. V'amdu kol Yisrael lahargo. And the Jewish people were going to kill him. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo malacha yefshar. I can't just tell you the answers. Lo bashamayim. So leh tardel mechama. Go start a war and get them all. Now change, get their mind off of this. Get their mind off of this. V'chulu v'chulu. 2 lines later. And Afal Pikein, Hechzir and Asnel Ben Kenaz. Asnel Ben Kenaz, a little while later, brought all these halachas back. Mitoch Pilpulo, with his unbelievable pilpul, unbelievable brains, and his pilpuls. As he brought it back, he was an amazing figure. Big shayla, what, Yeshua ben Nun did something wrong? We discussed that in the paper. Yaakov Kamenetsky discusses this in the Emes Liakov ala Torah. What did Yeshua do wrong? He was true, he saying the truth. He never left Moshe Rabbeinu. So, the one idea that he had to learn was the idea of Niskanu Adoros. The idea of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misina is not the same generation as Masorah LeYoshua. And then Yeshua was a king of the Zekane of the Chulu. So you're right, he didn't do anything wrong. But he was just, though the world had to understand and realize and internalize that idea of Niskatnu Hadoros, every generation further from Moshe Rabbeinu. But that is Asnel Ben Kenaz, also called Yavetz. So he was the one that brought it back here too in terms of Shi'urin Shel Onshin. Period. Hashosam Ali Lugma. We continue. So that was all about eating. So now what about drinking? Drink, the shear of drinking, minimum shear, is Malay Lugmav. Cheekful. Amar Yud Amar Shmuel, though Malay Lugmav Mamish, not cheekful, not 2 cheeks full, Ela Kol She'ilu Yisalkenu Letzad Echad, the Ra'ek, Malay Lugmav. Even 1 cheekful. If somebody looks at you from the side and your cheek is full, they can't see the other side, so it looks like cheekfuls. But even 1 cheekful is the shear. The Anantan Mali Lugmav, didn't it say full? Ema Kumalo Lugmav. Like a Mali Lugmav. Period. Meisve, Kama Yishtav Yechayiv. So what's the shear on Yom Kippur? To be Chayiv, Beishame Omrim, Revius. Beishame says Revius is the shear. Beisel Omrim, Mali Lugmav. So Mali Lugmav is not a Revius. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishra Rabbi Lazar, Kimali Lugmav, like Kimali Lugmav, 1 cheek. Rabbi Yehuda Mamisera Omer Kedegimia, enough to swallow. Question mark. You see from here, what do we want to say in our Mishnah that my Lugmav really means Kimali Lugmav, but you see it's 2 different cheetahs here. And we like to go like Beis Shammai, and you see, Beis Hillel, and you see Beis Hillel does not hold of Kimali Lugmav. The Gemara says, Miyadifa Mimasisa du Kimna Kedesha Yeroeh, Hakana Mikdesha Yeroeh. Just like in the Mishnah, Mali Lugmav means Kimali Lugmav, so to here. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. No, but here it's worse because you have another opinion that says that. Rebbe Lazar says Kamali Lugmav. Basil says only Mali Lugmav. Ikebeinayu, Mali Lugmav Dachuk. No, the difference is Mali Lugmav Dachuk. Meaning it's very, very similar, very close Shi'urim, but Dachuk means Beis Hillel, Rashi explains, needs so you can move it to one side, and it appears Mali Lugmav Berevach, a very full cheek. And the other one is a full cheek, but not very full. But either way, both of them mean less than Beis Shammai, which is a revius. So you see from here, again, the Shirim Lamaisa, they talk about it, that a Mali Lugmav is a little less than a revius. What exactly is that shear? So that we are Machber, Durabanans, Daraisis, Friday Night Kiddush, Shabbos Day Kiddush, all the different Shiurim of a revius. A shot glass, though, is not. That's not for now, but again, remember the different discussion of making Kiddush on a shot glass, which l'chadchila should not be done. You should be yotzei with somebody else, and then one could have their drink. Maskel Rav Oshia, Imkein, Havilei Mikulei Beis Shammai, Michumrei Beis Hillel. 1 second, if this is the shear for Yom Kippur, then Beis Shammai has a bigger shear for Yom Kippur. He has a revius. So this is a chumrah, so why isn't this listed in the Mishnayos and Maseches Idios, where you have all the unusual cases of Beis Shammai being Mekel and Beis Hillel being Machmir? Amar lei, ki itchau, ba'og melech ha-bashan itchau. No, when the Gemara was discussing Mali Lugmav, they were talking about an Og Melech HaBashan Mali Lugmav, meaning a very large giant. So that was a bigger size than Beis Shammai Shita. The Havilei LeBeis Shammai Lechumer. So Beis Shammai is even Lechumer there because the Mali Lugmav that they were discussing was bigger. Do we take this Og Melech HaBashan literally? Chashuke Chemed. What happens if a non-Jew hears about this Yom Kippur idea and says, sounds interesting, I've never fasted a day in my life. You know what? Let me try it. And he volunteers to do Yom Kippur. You know, Mechilas Avonos, he hears about the great elements of Yom Kippur. So, is a non-Jew allowed to do Yom Kippur? Pashas, yes. What is it? Is it like Shabbos? Goyish Shabbos Chayim Misa? Does Yom Kippur have the status of Shabbos, Shabbos Avosim for that? So he assumes not. He assumes not that it's okay. So what happens if a guy is fasting on Yom Kippur and all of a sudden it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's had enough, but he doesn't want to break his fast. So he says, you know what? I want to be marbe I want to eat b'shiurin. Are there shiurin for a non-Jew? That's the Chashuk Echemes discussion. Is there shiurin for a non-Jew? So he says, wow, they were discussing Og Melech HaBashan. They were discussing Og, so is that just a shear of the giants, but obviously a Jewish giant, or the Og? So he says, L'maskana, Pashtus is, even though the shear is Halacha Moshe Misinai, Chazal said, remember the Maritz Chayas? Chazal used that shear for Yom Kippur. Why? Yisuvei Daita. Well, there's a difference between Yisuvei Daita between Jew and non-Jew. Pashtus not. Pashtus, the state of Inui, the levels of Yishuv Daita, satiation, that wouldn't be a difference between Jew and non-Jew. Yeah, the Gemara and Shabbos is machalik a little bit between the physical, you know, properties of a Jew and a non-Jew in the Shechva Zera Sugya. But here, Pashtus, the Chashuk Echemet says that the Kivan Shechazal Kavu, Shekimlu Shir Zeh Miyasev Daito Shel Adam, so he assumes that that would be the same shear for a non-Jew. And therefore, if in this case, if the non-Jew wants to stay in a state of Inui, he could have the same shiurin allowance as a Jew. Okay, weiter. Second line. Maskev lo Rabbi Zera, maishna achila, to call chad v'chad b'kakosebes, u maishna shtia, to call chad v'chad b'didei. Why is eating so objective and drinking so subjective? Right? Eating is a kosebes for everybody. And drinking, you go by everybody's sheikful. Omer le Abaya, says Abaya, ba'achila, kim luhu l'rabanan, b'kakosebes, to ba'achi, misvedaite, batzer me'achilo misve. Right, eating is about Yisuvei Daita. And therefore, this is the Chazal. Chazal said this is the amount that affects everybody. Bishtia bididei misvedaiti bidachavila misvedaiti. Drinking does different things for different people. Right, that's the mitzias that Chazal felt. Eating affects everyone in a uniform way. Masha'ekein, drinking. Not in a uniform, let's say somebody, you know, eats a lot more. But they won't be satiation is different for people. That's not what Chazal is talking about here. Different people can be satiated. You know, some of my Talmidim could eat, you know, many slices of pizza at once, right? And while most people in the world cannot eat that amount. So satiation for a teenage boy can be different than for other people in life. But drinking, but in terms of Yisuvei Daita, to get over the hump of Inui, that could be equal. Maskev lo Reb Zera, v'chala olam kulo b'kakoseves, v'og melech habashin b'kakoseves, is that really true? Og Melech HaBashan? Amar le yes. Amar le Abaya. Kimlu l'Rabbanan. Tibahachi misvedaite. Badam yachalo misvedaite. Miu kuli alma tuva. The whole world has a lot of Yisuvei Daite. But Og Melech HaBashan purta, he has less Yisuvei Daite. But it's still the state of Yisuvei Daite that is achieved. Maskev lo Reb Zera, 1 minute. Basar shamein b'kakoseves. V'lulvei gefane b'kakoseves. Similar kind of question, but now talking about foods. You're going to tell me that by a juicy, fatty piece of meat, the shear is a koseves, and by a couple of sprouts from the vine, that's also a koseves. Come on, meat is so much better. Answers the Gemara, Abaya again. Not only regarding different people, different foods. Amar le Abaya, kim luhu l'rabanan, tibahachi misvedaiti, batamiachi lo misvedaiti. Yes, this is the line. Miu basar shamein, tuva lo vekafan impurta. You might have less and more yisuvei daite, but it doesn't matter. Period. If you remember at the beginning of the parak, I think we discussed a question in the poskim. if you have to break your fast, or not break your fast, let's say you have to eat b'shiurin, does it make a difference what you, let's say, drink? Let's say I have to drink shot glass every 10 minutes. Do I have to have water? Could I have orange juice? Could I have Gatorade? Right? Could I have, does it matter what I have? So, remember, Rav Yoshev then mentioned the machlokas aposkim, but the Ur Sameach was the one that said it doesn't make a difference. His raya is this line that we just said right here. The Ur Sameach and Hilchos Machalas Asura says, you see from the Gemara, it makes no difference between what you drink and what you eat, right? Fat pieces of meat and Brussels and sprouts from the tree. Not Brussels, but the sprouts growing from the geffen. You see, the echus doesn't make a difference. Just the kamus, right? That is the Ur Sameach in Hilchos Machalas Asuros. If you get a chance to look it up, it's an important Ur Sameach, a beautiful lashon where he discusses this shita. And he says, "Ulodaiti borer depater v'inkan shum chiyav alav." It doesn't matter if you have something more fatty, if you have the heter to eat it. Tzorach sheyehei bekamus hadavar nitosef inyan lo b'ha'echus. V'kivan shekan shekizayis hu anus l'meichal b'isura. The case is where you can have to eat a kizayis of isur. Rak de ha'echus havi muat. V'yachal ba'ofan shebe'echuso hu rav. Ha'echus, the quality. Kishetiv shorosa b'lo nosei ha'echus ze etzema kamuti eno chashev kishiura. It's just because it's qualitatively a better item doesn't mean it's more usser to you. V'kivan de l'shir achil b'yom ha'kipurim shaveh kakoseves milechem yavesh l'basar shamein, like our Gemara says, v'eino echus maktenas hashir, eich tuchal lachshov she'etzarech lechol kezayis u'kakoseves. V'rachat v'chulu, and he continues, he says, it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference in terms of Yisurim. Important line. Continuing. Finishing up now. So again, Maskev LaRava. Rava asks, all these are similar questions. So far we asked about the type of person, we asked about the type of food, and now we're talking about the following. Maskev LaRava. Kizayis v'chei achilas pras v'kakos sevas v'chei achilas pras. What about the time that you eat it in? We have kedei achilas pras. Is that always objective? The time that it is to eat a slice of, a half a loaf? Different shirim. So also, no matter how much you eat, a shir achila is always between 3 and 9 minutes, depending who you hold by. Some sofer has the longest amount, 9 minutes. Others have smaller. So amalei abaya, yes. Kim lehu l'rabanan, tebahachi misvedaite, betfei miachilo misvedaite. It's all, you go by the same time period. Maskev l'rava, Rava says, bechdei achilas pras, right? Or, it's on the side, the kizayis bechdei achilas pras, chati pras bechdei achilas pras. Right, what about chatzi pras? That's in the context of eating a certain amount for tumas ohel. If you go into a house of tsaras, how long do you have to be in there in order to become tameh? So there's a shear there too. Chatzi pras, v'chei l'chilas pras, is all that amount? So amalei Rav Papa, no, that context you don't have to ask me from. Hanak l'tumas gevia d'lav d'oraisahi. That's d'rabanan. And therefore, they could have their own rules. Umiyamara papa hachi. But what do you mean? Is that really true? It's drabanan v'haksiv v'lo sitamu b'hem v'nit meisem b'am. V'yamara papi mikacha tumas gavia d'oraisa. It's d'oraisa for yourself to become tummy walking into a tummy house. So the Gemara says, midrabanan v'kras machta b'alma. It's really didrabanan, and the pasuk is an asmachta. Rashi says, that is the exception to the rule. Rashi in the Lashon of Midrabanan. Rashi says, She'ein l'cha davar mitame adamai de'achila ela nevela of tahar. The only time that a person can become tame through eating something is the nevela of a kosher bird. Besides that, it's all not eating. It has to be by touching or by carrying or by tumas ohel. So that's why this pasuk cannot be literally talking about eating. It has to be talking about a shear of eating, but that is an asmachta. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Bishop, tomorrow we'll start with a discussion of kedei achilas pras, an important chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, and then, Bishop Hashem, we will continue and get into the other issues of inui that come up on the next daf. Tomorrow is Tosefes Yom Kippurim, and Tosefes Shabbos, and Achila and Erev Yom Kippur. Again, jam-packed dafim in the coming days.